This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
A victory for President Trump in a grant fight with sanctuary cities. A Manhattan federal appeals court has ruled that the administration can withhold millions of dollars in law enforcement grants to New York City and seven states, including New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, to force those states to cooperate with ICE. The ruling overturned a lower court's decision that ordered the release of federal funding. The city and states sued after the Justice Department announced in 2017 it would cut off grant money from cities and states until they gave federal immigration authorities access to jails and provide advance notice when someone is in the country illegally and is about to be released. The Second Circuit said relevant laws make clear the U.S. Attorney General can impose conditions on states and municipalities receiving money. It also noted that the U.S. Supreme Court has repeatedly observed that the federal government maintains broad power over states when it comes to immigration policies. Mayor de Blasio is set to sign a bill today aimed at cracking down on repeat reckless drivers. The bill creates a 3-year pilot program requesting registered owners of vehicles with more than 5 red light camera violations or more than 15 speed camera violations within a year to complete a 90-minute traffic safety course. Those who don't take the course could have the city take away their vehicle. State police are renewing efforts to crack a 24-year-old cold case on Long Island. WCBS reporter Sophia Hall has that story.
Wilbert Corona's body was discovered on January 24, 1996, in a wooded area of the Northern State Parkway in Suffolk County. He was stabbed numerous times. His body was there possibly for weeks. The last person to see the 25-year-old victim was his cousin, says State Police Senior Investigator Edward Frank.
We're looking for the cousin because he might have information about how his cousin was killed.
He says his cousin is believed to be living in the Dominican Republic. He has not been found.
We'd like to get justice for him. I mean, get the case to the end and find out who was his killer. It was unfortunate that he ended up on the Northern State Parkway.
And anyone can come forward anonymously. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio, 880.
The last time tolls went up on the New Jersey Turnpike and Garden State Parkway was in 2012. But guess what? Looks like they're going up again. But how much is anyone's guess? WCBS reporter Sean Adams is in Montvale with the story.
In the fall, the word was tolls would stay put for the New Jersey Turnpike and Garden State Parkway. As spring approaches, new talk of higher tolls. NJ Advance Media reports public hearings are on tap for next month to discuss the next slate of major construction projects and how to pay for them. No numbers yet. This driver says he budgets $400 per month for tolls. Some people might have extra cash.
Us working class people don't. We gotta hustle.
And you say you just might leave some.
I can't wait to get out of here. I really can't.
Aging roads and bridges need updating. That requires money. Lawmakers also want $125 million from drivers to go toward buses and trains. NJT. The last toll hike in New Jersey was in 2012. Along the Garden State Parkway in Montvale, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
And now let's get a check of our WCBS Exergen weather forecast. We head over to the Weather Center. Hi, Bob Larson.
And good afternoon, Linda. We will stay cloudy and damp this afternoon. In fact, it's a thick, low overcast that leads to fog and a little drizzle in the area. High of 49 degrees, so not much climb in temperature. Still some fog this evening, but it will turn windy during the night. That'll disperse the fog. We expect showers. Could even be a thunderstorm late tonight with gusty winds, low at 44. Very windy tomorrow. And turning colder, cloudy to start, then partly sunny, high 46. That occurs tomorrow morning. Temperatures dropping tomorrow afternoon. Currently, temperatures range from 41 in Newburgh to 48 in Caldwell. It's 47 in Midtown with a high of 49.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.